There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left. Side stories.
Live from your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Hello, my name is Remy Lucidi.
Really good work, buddy.
And it seems that I come out to a jump in the daredevil type activity outside of your building.
Well, never miss a chance to really spread your acting wings.
That's me, Remy Lucidi.
I don't think you're allowed to do this. You're on strike. Oh. You're an actor on strike. You have to be only Henry.
You can't be
French Henry.
I am Remy Lucidi.
I am not Remy. You're a scab.
This is not for SAG related. A project. This is for La Porta Negra.
Yeah.
Hold on. And I cannot see. I cannot see on top of these Hong Kong tiles. Skyscraper.
Really
it's a skyscraper.
You're going to fall. Okay, you're falling by. Okay.
No,
welcome
I'm sorry.
To Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
Remy Lucidi.
Zero amount of empathy for a TikTok celebrity who was attempting to make a TikTok video for the enjoyment of others. And yeah, did he fall from 68 stories? And was that one of the most profound TikToks of all time? Perhaps. I don't think that you need to be making fun of him.
Well, Remy Lucidi was a French devil dare.
He was a daredevil.
Yeah, I mean, his job, I guess, was to jump off of things. And he went to the top of this skyscraper in Hong Kong and then he fell off of it.
Doesn't that make him more American now than ever before? Because didn't he live as the heroes did?
I think it makes
on that fateful day in September.
You're comparing.
I'm not comparing anything.
This man
voluntarily jumped
out of the 69th nice floor of a Hong Kong skyscraper, right? He jumped out of this thing. You're comparing him to the flying man from the 9/11 tragedy.
God, I forgot about flying. No, honestly, it's one of the most tragic things of all time. I'll never forget when I don't want to talk about this.
You did.
Because it makes me sad.
You brought
but
up
do you 9/11. Remember when they were all holding hands and they made the decision to jump together?
No, I don't remember anything about that day. I don't know what day you're talking about.
You don't remember anything. Do you remember the 20-year war that we had because of it?
God, I wish I could.
Anyway, so that man is now officially dead. Don't lick ice cream and put it back in the freezer. That's another TikTok challenge. Stop licking poles. Stop licking toilet seats. Stop doing things for TikTok. Why don't you
Kissel,
know what would be a fun TikTok challenge? Build a house.
Kissel, you see, this
challenge
is where you and I we disagree because freedom isn't free, right? Freedom
you
must
Toby
be.
Toby Keith?
These guys have to go out there and Remy Lucidi. What he does is that he pays the price for freedom for the rest of us.
He's in Hong Kong.
Yes.
And he's French.
But it's for TikTok. Which is Chinese information sort of source. It's kind of a gigantic propaganda machine.
I know.
But you know, it works for him, though. But think again. People are free to destroy themselves in any way that they want. And honestly, people who choose to do these types of challenges maybe should be given that liberty to not live anymore.
Well, he certainly did. All right. Well, speaking of not living anymore, obviously, it's the children of Lori Vallow.
Jesus Christ.
This woman.
That's your segue?
I have to find segues, buddy. We're professionals. We have to find segues to the next story. We don't have the luxury of a commercial that goes right here. Okay. Lori Vallow, she's been sentenced to life without parole.
Well,
I know that you want to play some sound. I'm going to say she doesn't seem as if she is particularly concerned.
For those of us, first of all, I love getting the mail, right? I got a bunch of emails of people showing the article about Lori Vallow. Lori Vallow Daybell, I'm sorry. She's still not divorced.
Still not divorced.
No, she's standing strong until she flips when it comes to Chad Daybell's trial. But there's so many people who, they're labeling her, the way they label her is so funny, because they don't say, like, defunct cult leader or child murderer. They just always say Idaho mom.
Idaho mom, which I'm sorry, and I don't want to.
You lose that. If you kill your kids, you're not a mom anymore.
You're not a mom. You're an Idaho murderer.
Former mother.
Maybe.
Lori Vallow Daybell.
Cult leader's wife or cult leader herself.
She was the
demon hunter. Demon hunter.
Demon hunter Lori Vallow Daybell has finally been sentenced to 3 consecutive life terms in jail without the chance of parole.
No
for
parole.
The murders of her 2 kids,
Joshua and Tyler.
And also she got lumped in with Chad Daybell's wife as well, Tammy Daybell.
Well, this right now is just for life without parole for the killing of the 2 children.
Yes.
So perhaps she'll have another day in court. Well, the judge had previously granted a motion by the defense to dismiss the death penalty. So that's why there's no death penalty.
That's why it's conspiracy to commit is what she got. Not basically saying that she was there and she helped.
I'm just saying the reason she didn't get the death penalty is because the defense was like, don't kill her. And the judge was like, okay.
Well, because I do think it's a much worse punishment for her to sit there and take it and understand that she's not a prophet.
I actually disagree with you on this one because the death row, first of all, it takes 20 years and you know she's going to appeal. She's going to do great in prison.
I know. I'm anti-death penalty. No, I'm fully anti-death penalty.
I'm just saying she is going to do great in prison because I can already see her with the crayon makeup. She is a cult leader. She is going to, first of all, she's quite attractive. I don't know if prison is going to be that hard for her.
I have a feeling that due to her stasis, her type of crime, and what she's like, that she's actually going to get bullied quite a bit, and she's going to end up being isolated because of her closing statement. So, you may or may not know, when you go through these trials, obviously at the very end, they give you one last opportunity to
say sorry.
Most cases, the whole point is for you to speak your final word uninterrupted. Tell everybody, hopefully, how sorry you are.
Yes, hopefully.
So we can move past all this. Remember when BTK, when he just rambled for hours and they just let him talk and spill all of his guts? But
didn't he mention victims' names and just be like, but she had a beautiful smile?
But at least they got some closure. They got to hear the story. They at least got to hear the final stories of these people. I don't know. I feel like closure is overrated, but I do think that types of stories, because then you hear these horrible details that maybe might hurt too much to know, but I don't know. I feel like that's a very controversial statement. But Lori Valladay-Bell, she did not take that opportunity.
No, she
did. If you want to hear this statement, so we're going to start a little bit of the statement that she said, like this is her finally talking.
Yes, let's play this, but just one second, because I also want to say, again, life without parole. And one of the reasons is that the defense says it's because she lived a law-abiding life before this. She didn't.
These are just Idaho people.
Also, it's just like, but then it was the murders. It's like before the murders.
Yeah, before she systematically was involved in a murder cult. Yeah, she didn't do anything else.
Yeah, but then that doesn't. Okay.
I don't know.
Most BTK also before the murders was law abiding.
I actually do think, not for a long time.
For a while. He was more of a murderer than that.
He did a lot of weird shit. But truly, I think that there were parameters. Because you know how courts have parameters? For like when the judge read his statement after her statement, they do have like checklists of what are supposed to be activated to go for a death penalty conviction. Sure. So sometimes what they can do is like, that's like one of the things, one of the boxes that must be checked, like live the felonious life. Cause you're trying to set up like,
she never stole a car before.
Yes, we basically have to kill this person is what they're trying to say. Right. Is that you get to eliminate them from the deck. But honestly, out of there. Yes. I just think that someone else is going to take care of it for us at some point.
Well,
So hear this statement from Lori Valladay-Bell going down swinging.
Ugh.
I would like to start by quoting John from the New Testament in the Bible. In John chapter 8, verse 7, Jesus says, "He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her."
That's not what this is about.
Then in verse 15, Jesus says, "Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true."
You watch the judge's eyes just roll as she says,
"Jesus knows me. And Jesus understands me. I mourn with all of you who mourn."
Unbelievable.
"My children and Tammy. Jesus Christ knows the truth of what happened here. Jesus Christ knows that no one was murdered in this case.
Accidental
deaths happen. Suicides happen. Fatal side effects from medications happen. I have a different perspective in life because in 2002, when I was pregnant with Tylee, I died in the hospital."
All right, that's enough. No, but she does go on to say this wackadoo story that we've never heard yet.
That she died during childbirth?
She had a near-death experience, according to her, and then she met Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ told her this whole story and that your children are going to become demons, which I do find interesting is that She breaks her own reality.
Right, because I thought that
JJ and Ty Lee had become zombies, these like demon type characters within their like their sci-fi world that they were building.
Yeah,
right?
Her and Chad.
And so
yeah.
To her, she wasn't killing her children. She was killing already dead zombies. So instead of, I actually would have.
Oh, God.
In many ways, if I thought, I would feel different if she took the stand and she was like, I killed them devils for you. I killed them devils. Then I'd at least be like, well, you know, she's feeling it. She's obviously very passionate.
Yeah.
But now she's doing the shuffle back. Shuffle back, shuffle. Well, she's trying to figure out, saying all this stuff about how I love my kids too. I didn't really kill them. I just helped them transition. They're actually super happy in heaven. I can't wait to go.
They're all growing up in heaven.
Yeah, she's full of shit. She's just absolutely full of shit. And then at least the judge's statement is so nice. Because basically the judge says, I'm not going to make you listen to it because, again, it's a judge who's very boring. But what he does say is
part
like,
of the job responsibility to be boring.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I guess I appreciate. I don't need kind an of. Exciting judge. It's like I don't like a funny dentist.
Did you see that one judge who was, there was a trial for a 2-year-old that was murdered and she was just on Facebook the
yes,
whole time?
Yes, I saw.
Get
yes,
off of Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this is not really the time or the place to want to check in on
your memes.
Your memes.
The walls are closing in.
They're closing in. But this judge actually goes out and says, he's like, he did his best to remain impartial. He's like, I did not get into any of the evidence. I did not read anything about this case because I wanted to be impartial to this because I knew how heavy this was going into this. He's like, I was just as the jury, educated and illuminated just as they went. And basically, he's like, you're a fucking murderer. You did all of this. Because I forgot Lori Vallow had put in a request the day that they were going to show the remains of JJ and Ty Lee. She put in a request being like, I don't want to be there for this. And he denied it. And he's like, no, your fucking ass is going to be there. You're going to watch this. And so
in the animal graveyard.
Yeah. And he was saying in this, he's like, that's when he knew. He was like watching the jurors' faces all like drop, like looking up the remains of these kids. And he was basically saying the trauma that you put these. Truly, you put the police officers through, the EMTs through, us. We all had to deal with all this stuff.
The jury on this one, you got to go to counseling after a trial like this.
Yes.
That's for damn sure. Also, this isn't even anything to do yet with the ex-husband, correct?
Not yet. We're going to get
to him. She's going to be on trial perhaps a few more times
even. Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to get to him.
Anyway,
she won't be back. I believe she's recused.
Okay, well, either way, that is... For now, obviously, Chad Daybell's trial is yet to come.
And she's going to appeal. We haven't heard the end of Lori Vallow yet because she's going to do an appeal.
But this is a big step in closure for this case. The Lori Vallow Daybell case. She's officially sentenced to life without parole. And again, it'll be a fascinating experience.
Up.
And I guarantee you, to your point, Henry, she's going to give some interviews every now and again, and I don't want to make this woman any more of a celebrity than she's already become. And
don't
I
worry.
Guarantee you that she gets fan mail.
Well,
I am sure
there's
that she's
be
living
a movie. There's
Charles
gonna be
Manson life.
There's going to be a movie. There's going to be a television show. There's going to be a bunch of documentaries.
Well, I hope she does.
A bunch of people are going to make money on her story. It's going to. Yeah. Don't worry. We will be seeing Lori Vallow a lot.
She
unfortunately
can go away for a long time. Well, let's move.
I also
do you want to do another update?
Well, I did want to talk a little bit about the UAP congressional hearing.
Have we not talked about it on the show? I was literally just thinking that before the show. Did we talk about that?
Well, last week,
serious.
We recorded the day before the actual hearing happened.
That was only last week.
Yeah, buddy.
Live from your grave.
All right, let's get into it. So, David Grush, congressional hearing under oath. The man, if he did lie, that would be a extreme offense. So let's go on, Henry. So, Mr. Zabrowski, what did you think about the Grush testimony?
It was very interesting. David Grush, who worked for military intelligence, who is an official whistleblower, saying that he has received evidence that there
that
is
me trying to whistle, by the way. How do you whistle?
Put your lips together. Blow. Suck you. All right. Imagine a super long clit. Right, you're sucking in a super long clit. Now you're blowing it out. Yep,
perfect.
That's Thank whistling, you. And that's called whistling.
That's also teaching me how to act, which is another SAG violation.
I'm allowed to teach the art form of acting as long as it's not attached to any one of the various struck companies that are currently not coming to the table.
Unless you get a permit. David Grush, 14 years in the intelligence world. Go on.
Yes, so David Grush, he came in. He's saying that he believes that he has evidence. He's received evidence and has spoken to credible witnesses that say that there is a UFO retrieval system/program within the Pentagon that is misappropriating funds that are supposed to be used for other things.
It's people say misappropriating, but it's they got $1 trillion budget, so I think it's just appropriating.
It's loose change. It's right. Just the idea that there is a budget somewhere that no one knows what it's for, and right. They are all using it for this UFO program, this retrieval program. They said they have 12 objects from around the world, somewhere in various naval hangars, and they are there to sort of like, essentially, we've been trying to retrofit them for a technology, and we can't figure it out.
Check the belly button of Chris Christie.
That's the funniest bit. That's belly button humor. He had several other surprise guests with him. One of them was
not the Tonight Show.
And here he is. Oh my God, Horatio Sands.
Wow. And the UAP investigator Humperdick.
And they have no applause, and he's like, respect me. I didn't go to 4 months of UFO school.
Musical guest,
Mr.
Tom DeLonge of Blink 182.
It would be incredible. But there was the pilot, Ryan Graves, who's a former Navy pilot, who has his own podcast in UFO world. He spotted a large object captured in the now famous Tic Tac video during a flight off the coast of California in 2004. But also there was Ryan Graves, and then I believe it was David Fravor, who was also, he was there on the USS Nimitz. These guys have seen these UAPs live and right in front of their wet eyeballs, and they are saying this shit is weird.
Well, they said it was a non-human biologic, which is quite fascinating.
That is one of the things they're saying, that they're, that term, non-human biologics, one of the things that came up during the hearing, which is what they're saying, a part of what these secret programs are researching, which is they have somewhere, according to Mr. Grush, they have the bodies of some kind of occupant of one of these crafts. And a part of one of the things that is truly mysterious about this entire subject.
Aliens drive like this. People drive like this.
That's our 2025 tour that you're making fun of. All right. That is my opening material for our 2025 tour. And how dare you roast it already?
We're just getting the dumbest ones. Ones that crashed into a planet.
Well, one of the most mysterious things that are coming out of this is the term, not of this earth, not of this biology. Non-human biologics means the study of whatever the fuck it is this stuff is.
I also sent you a fascinating article on sludge. And how it might be the alien in the ocean.
Oh, they're sponges.
It's just sponges.
It's sponges.
So what if it's just a sponge?
It
could be.
This stuff might be coming from the ocean. We don't know what it is. Again, octopus. Octopi.
Where'd they come from?
They have strands of weird DNA that we don't fully recognize as a part of our natural system. Where is it coming from? Where are you from, octopus? I'm not allowed to eat you anymore, according to my wife.
So the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Evidently, they have reported over 800. There have been 800 reports that they have investigated as of May of this year of UAP. Peace.
And using these new whistleblower laws that old Grandpa Joe has put into place, the idea to legally be a whistleblower. That's kind of like I like David Grush, is because he is both doing his duty as a patriot and talking to saying, I believe there's some corruption going on here. For some reason, our intelligence community doesn't trust Congress. Sarcasm front.
Are you what?
But he's also not throwing his buddies under the bus. He is doing this back. So this congressional hearing, the reason why we even had this and why this is a big deal is that this is the first time that this has all kind of legally been entered into the books. It's not a bunch of crazy people waving signs in front of the White House. This isn't like what they did, what Stephen Greer did with his essentially parody disclosure hearing, where he talked about where the documentary series, which is really good. I know what I saw. But like, this is official. This is now on the books. This can now move forward. So we know that David Grush.
And to that point, though, Henry, we did have, again, this is why we love doing our serious show, because we can get callers. Someone from the military did call in and say that they respected the way that David Grush handled himself.
Yes.
To Henry's point, he did not mention anybody's names. He said, this is, and to your point, from that episode as well. This is still secondhand information.
It's still secondhand information.
He never said who the first hand was.
No, he has not revealed that publicly. He's not trying to destroy anybody's life or flip anybody. You know, what was it? The
Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame.
You know, people do this in political office all the time. They'll out a CIA asset, literally puts their life on the line along with a whole series of other people.
They shouldn't do that.
He hasn't done that to his credit.
But now we're seeing him move forward. But so everyone was asking. So Henry must be losing his mind.
Everyone was asking.
Well, Henry's losing his mind, right?
I remember I remember that was on the scroll of CNN. Is Henry losing his mind?
You know what I read?
Everyone's asking.
When I read that on the scroll, first of all, I thought I was like, oh, this is my schizophrenic break.
No,
this is it. They're talking to me. I was like, the TV's talking to me.
It was really there.
It was really there. That's incredible. It
wasn't just a piece of tape that I put on the bottom of your TV.
They know about me. Mr. Tapple. Mr. Tapple, will you come over and say hello? My wife's a huge fan.
Tubin. Oh, my God. You imagine.
But I people ask me, why are you flipping out? Because obviously the details that he talked about were not new to me.
Do not.
I've already
you
done
want a little
the
soapbox?
I've already done the research. But he said a lot of these quote-unquote details that he could not go into true detail on his interview with Ross Colehart. He did a couple other little podcast interviews where he hinted at stuff. But the reason why he did this congressional hearing was not for us to hear something new. Because everything that's going to be new is really top secret. And guess what? We don't get to hear it.
Well, one of the things we did get to hear from Ryan Graves, again, a former Navy pilot, he says 2014, he saw it from his vessel there
in
F-18. He says he described something as dark gray or black cubes.
Black cubes.
Inside of a clear sphere where the apex or tips of the cubes were touching the inside of that sphere.
And they've been seeing them so often.
We've been talking black cubes. We're laughing. I'm laughing, laughing. Remember in Michigan?
Oh, yes.
All these people are like, we see these little weird black cubes. It's just kind of trippy.
Well, they not only are they're so prevalent that they are now featured in common debriefs for pilots, especially naval pilots, to say, watch out for this shit. They're gumming up the skies. We don't know what the hell this shit is. We don't know because they're still.
They almost do sound ironically like little jellyfish.
They are.
Just like little amorphous. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. But they are, because there is an internal debate. There's still been this internal debate because they've been saying they wonder whether or not this is high tech, like Chinese military shit
that
we've never
seen.
Sure,
we don't know what the hell is it. U.S. always possible.
I kind of take the tack that if it was new shit and if they had supremacy of the skies, I don't think it'd be a secret. You know what I mean? I think that they'd be doing that out loud.
Maybe it's a corporation. I mean, from that perspective, who knows if it's man-made? Who knows?
But they are
either way.
They're fighting through the stigma. Because these guys all had their careers dragged through the mud after they came forward and they said that they saw this shit. Ryan Graves ended up walking away from the military altogether. These guys are all, so they're trying to create a safe space for people to talk about this wackadoo shit. And
which
also,
I think is great.
Unfortunately, it's also one of these things that's the only across the aisle political topic that any one of these assholes can talk about
right now.
And
that's obviously where, number one, I'm going to say this. Is a smoke screen. Okay, sure. Let's say it is a smoke screen. But
it's
not
a very thick smoke screen.
Just go around. That's up to you to make it a smoke screen. Because you can absorb a lot of other information, too.
Yes.
And just add this into your information.
They're still tearing. Don't worry. They're tearing it apart. Other forms of media are still calling these guys idiots. They're still playing the X-Files theme. Don't worry. We're still there.
Well, yeah. And also, you can also still learn about the war and everything else that's going on in the world. Fravor. So his encounter was 04. And that's where he saw a seamless oval-shaped object hovering over the water before it rapidly climbed 12,000 feet into the air.
It went down and it did not stop. What they call an intermediary traveling device, whatever the term is, where it can go straight from fucking air to water without losing speed.
They do say they have it on video, but I don't recall seeing that one.
There was video of that because they have Jeremy Corbell released it. You could literally look at it. It's like, it looks like a big butt.
I see.
And it's just going to the water and it's popping right back up.
I see. Big butt.
It's kind of flat, but it's big.
Breaking news. Well, either way.
Wait, so the
I'm happy. Number one, though, I am happy you got to watch 90 minutes of C-SPAN. So you really understood the camera. Everyone, take note. If you're a director, All you need is two cameras. And occasionally cut through the to both of them.
You could spice it up.
No!
To be honest, I don't know how they'd take the most exciting subject on the face of the planet and make it boring. That is only a superpower that Congress has. Where just them are like,
you gotta like
and
it.
So, if it's true, if we look at the records of Mr. Grush, that it seems
that makes it
and
legit.
And you're just like, it's just like, get it out. You're eating up time.
Well, maybe if we can do a podcaster's communal and we can have Mr. Grush in front of us and it can be us and a series of other very smelly podcasters, we can make it more exciting.
I just feel like, can we have one just for the rest of us, right? Just one big pair of tits in Congress, right? Just one.
Well,
with the
Nancy's
movies
got a big old set.
Boom, show them. And then another sometimes. Cut guy. You get a hot guy, congressman, to the other side. And the whole time they're just going like,
I think that's just the Barbie movie.
I need that.
Yes.
Woo me. Get me in there. Think of me. Think of the average American who is sitting here trying to digest this. And sometimes I literally, I had the UAP, and this is completely real. Yep. I had the UAP congressional hearings up. I had it one side, and then I just to put up a picture of a woman in a bikini.
Well, there you go.
Just
you got
to
have fun with
just
it.
Just like bounce so I can look at that.
Well, to your point, Henry, isn't it bringing people together? Democrat Representative Jared Moskowitz, he says, we have got to have disclosure today. We should have disclosure tomorrow. The time has come. And then according to this guy, Glenn Grothman, he's a Republican. He says, we're going to look forward to getting more answers. I assume some legislation will come from this.
I don't know if it will. They're already
I don't
saying
know.
They completely stalled. So all of this happened. The whole world was in a tizzy. We're like, this is it. Disclosures happened.
You are greatly exaggerating. Because the world, I've been out there in the world, and people are just getting Taco Bell.
My whole
I
world.
Haven't heard anyone talk about it.
It just
which
changed.
I've actually become you sometimes. Because sometimes I'm just like, wait, no one cares.
Nobody cares.
No one cares. No one seems
but
to care.
I think that you'd be surprised that some people do, but not enough because they halted the investigation immediately. So yeah. They said they have to wait on a lot of other factors or yada yada. Every excuse you've ever heard to not be touched by a woman, they're saying that about the UAP. Like they're like, I have to wash my knees. Mm. Oh, my Jeep is just.
You
want to
wash your Jeep?
My AC has not been working on my Jeep. We
you
can't
actually
go on
do
a
have to fix that.
You know, like they are.
Although I believe it's a waste of money because
that's their equivalent. That's their equivalent. Well, and so I don't know if we're going to be seeing any quote unquote big time answers anytime soon.
You like to focus on the UFO. I like to focus on things that are here that we know about.
Unbelievable.
AI sex robots. You don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? I'm giving you a warning. Because what they're going to do is they're going to fucking film your orgasm face.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to fucking send it, and they're going to blackmail you.
Honestly.
I've been on the tip of the spear. I've been the...
You've seen... Do you know what my orgasm face is? It's literally just... I'll do it right now. Hey, take it, AI.
Many people have warned AI sex robots could be blackmailing or even killing their owners. Because the experts say cyber crooks could hack into them, and then all of a sudden they see your O face. Next thing you know, Henry's running for the Senate of UFO land, and they say, how could we ever elect a guy who comes
Buddy,
like this?
You understand that eventually the only way you'll become senator is if you have cum shots. No, that is the only way you'll make it is if you did it, if you literally
honestly,
are coming on camera.
That might be the only way to figure out if they're AI or human.
Okay, let me hear your cum noise.
Hey. Ah. Ah, I'm like, well, everybody loves Raymond's brother.
Lois?
Deborah.
I'm coming.
So be very careful if you're fucking your goddamn robot.
But they're not
to Jake
even here
Moore,
yet.
They are here.
No, they're not.
You are so behind the times. Jake Moore.
There is no AI sex robot.
They're here now.
They're not here.
Have you not seen any of
Look
the footage?
Show me some. Show me some.
No, first I'm going to get through my little tale here
this
because
is not
he
Daryl,
says.
We're not at Blade Runner yet.
Buddy, we are
so
close.
I want to buy one. Let me go. AI sex robot. Or I'm looking at it right now.
According to Dr. Nick Patterson from Deakin University in Victoria, Australia, hackers can hack into a robot and robotic device and have full connections over arms, legs, and other attached tools. In some cases, knives or wielding devices.
This is from a Tallahassee. Don't buy a sex robot from Tallahassee.
So you're telling me that, robot so you've just been proven wrong, number one.
No,
thank you.
This is, I don't think that this is real. I think
no,
that this
you're
is
just
a
not
scam.
Thinking it's real, but it is.
This of is course, a scam. I'm looking at this. This is not real. This is not here yet. This is just robot. Robotcompanion.ai means nothing. All it says is give us a credit card. All it's saying here, this is a scam for the horniest, loneliest,
well,
oldest
then don't give
bastards.
The you are just, it's just very interesting how you're just refusing to acknowledge the world that you wanted to have happen for so long.
I don't, it's just not here.
Olivia Bendel, a researcher from the University of Applied Sciences.
Where are the
and
machines?
Art in northwestern Switzerland.
You mean to tell
they
me you wouldn't have one
in
yet?
In northwestern Switzerland. They have warned robots have potential to put care.
Here, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this.
They have potential to carry on romping without tiring. It could also put the user at risk for overexertion.
This is just...
If the machine overexerts the human,
that's in you, honestly,
it reduces the possibility of human sex. You're going against doctors.
I couldn't possibly
and
care
researchers.
Less. Honestly, the human sex that has been happening is not doing good.
One company
it
boasts its AI
good...
sex doll connects to the internet, and you know what else it can do? Tell jokes.
You just fucking
You
pull,
fucking asshole.
Pull its fucking guts out. All you need is the pussy. Literally, just, all you need is the pussy. You just pull the thing out. It's what we talked
all
about.
All sci-fi nerds created the hellscape that we're living in, and now they're pretending it's not here.
You guys are just, I feel that this is not going to be the biggest problem that we're going to face. I feel like this is a
you thing. Wait until one lonely weekend.
Beep bop, Mr. Zabrowski.
Your toilet. Next toilet, it doesn't clean itself out.
I will
tits.
Not
You're
sully.
You're banging your toilet.
I do not sully my toilet with sex. All right, that toilet is pure. That toilet is my child.
Just,
all right, that
no,
child is my
no,
shit
do not say
eating
that.
Child.
That
okay?
is not good.
It serves its father.
UFOs or AI, either way, we're fucked.
I just think that AI. Wait, one day.
Would you
day,
rather have sex with a space babe or a space or an AI robot?
Space babe.
I really hope they're hot.
They better be, or at least they goddamn, or at least projected image into my
oh, yeah,
head
just
that
projected,
is.
Fake it.
Yeah,
you can go full leprechaun. Actually, the one kill in Leprechaun that I sort of liked was when it was a big, beautiful woman that the guy thought he was looking at. Turns out it was a rotary fan.
Yeah,
but,
yeah
you
I remember,
know what?
Yeah, I remember.
But
that.
He didn't know until way too late. He was
I
already
don't mind.
Dead.
Lie to me. But I think, I do weirdly think that AI robots, especially even something that starts as a sex bot that turns into something, is actually going to revolutionize care for the elderly. Especially as we get older and older and older, since we start getting 120
air
years
quotes,
old.
Take care of the elderly.
But I
much
think,
like a merchant of death would.
No, because then you can freely burn every
no,
bridge
that,
you've ever had.
I do agree with you. Obviously, these are tools that can be used for good or for bad. It just seems like the people who are bad have a lot of money.
Yes.
And then they seem to use these things to destroy other people's lives.
At some point, I do think a usable, livable AI sex bot will actually be very helpful for many people. Because I think that
sure.
you need...
micropenis men.
Micropenis men.
And again, if you have a micro, don't worry about it.
No, don't.
But I just read a harrowing article about a man who has a micropenis.
Oh, God.
And it was so sad.
No, it's hard.
And it ruined his whole life.
It's
but
very
I say
hard.
Just
lean in.
I
lean
want to
in
get into
because
it.
You know what you got to do.
I will say this before the reveal, and of course, Henry and I—it's not like a drum roll. We're not like, "Whoa, next thing you know, big reveal." But there's something there, you know.
What do you mean?
When you reveal the penis?
You're talking about in our regular life,
just in lives, right? In our lives, it's like it's never, never a big. It's never
I will
a big
truly
thing.
Say, but I have never once even called it a reveal.
No, it's but because, if you have, but if it's like, whoa, like it's you do have to bring it up beforehand. That's what the guy in the article was saying.
I actually,
if it's
because, oh yes, if you have a micropenis, you definitely need to say.
Just so
the hard,
they know.
The hard words of just like, listen.
I don't want
baby, to. I love you. Yeah. Baby, he'll listen. Hey.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way my penis is so small. I'm amazed at the way it kind of gets bigger when I see you.
Parody songs can help sell this message. But you know how, you know also, you know what you do though? You know how you fix that micropenis? You show up in a Lamborghini, which is how you know someone has a micropenis, is that they have arrived in their penis and they are showing you their penis and you're just like, wow. And then you're like,
my cock takes diesel.
And then you could say mid-sex, well, you've already seen my penis. And then you gotta eat that pussy.
Yes, there's a
you
lot
gotta,
of
you gotta,
sorry, I didn't even
you
want to bring
lick
that
it
up
before
because
you stick
I know
it.
It's a sensitive topic for a lot of people listening.
What, for micropenises?
Yes, I feel bad for them.
The problem
it's
with
a medical
the,
condition.
Exactly. What you're talking about is a bunch of people that are going to start blowing shit up.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Be happy.
Make something creative. Build a wall around your city.
You see,
you know what I mean? Go and get really into, oh God.
Well, you know what?
Splashing paint on canvases.
Fly from your grave.
Why don't we talk about, speaking of AI and robots or and UFOs, one thing we don't think they have yet is leprosy. Central Florida.
This your segue?
Yeah.
Wow, this is really daring of you today.
I'm just happy. I have to do it. This is what I have to do. I have to get the bridge. I got to build a highway to the next story. Leprosy is on the rise in Central Florida. Or do you want me to do a dog? Do you want me to do a story about a crocodile eating a small dog? You have two options. So there's either leprosy in Central Florida or no, crocodiles are eating small dogs.
I love leprosy. You know, the 20% of the world's cases of leprosy are currently in Florida.
Thank you, Ron.
You did it, Ron.
All right. Well, also then, again, a crocodile ate a small pug.
Man,
so there,
whatever
that's
you're
your
doing.
Florida news.
Honestly, that's I love my Wendy. I love Wendy. I love Carmelita. I love my daughters.
Yes, of course.
All right,
course.
I'm a girl dad. But when it comes down to it, you don't bring I'm not victim blaming. I'm definitely not the dogs. It's not the dog's fault because they didn't get brought outside. You got to really think about it. You got to keep your head in a swivel because these creatures are around. I've been watching Swamp Mysteries with Troy Landry.
Yeah.
And you better be careful every nook and cranny up in Florida. Because, if I'm going to get out now. Oh, you're about to kill now. You're going to get in here. Because, I'm sneaking now. You're sneaking up becoming a more predator now. Because I'm sneaking the gator and a gator here. A gator getting traded out by the snake, you know.
And the mystery is just, what the fuck did he just say?
I don't know how they gave that man a television show. But I do, it is also strange because you're starting to see, I think they're digging into content because they've been holding off on making new content because these pieces of shit at Discovery Plus or whatever put out this series that's like, it's brand new, 2023, Swamp Mysteries with Troy Landry, right? You meet Wild Man Dusty Crumb and you meet his other buddy, One-Eyed Greg. And you meet
Dusty Crumb.
Yeah, and the Dusty Crumb is, don't want to know about his politics, but if you need a snake off your property, Dusty Crumb will come and get it and probably finger bang your wife.
That's all you need to know about his politics. Well,
yeah, but Swamp Mystery, it seemed, he can't, this show was made in 2018 for some reason. It just recently came out, and I do think it's just because Troy Landry, and if you look him up, they call him the king of the swamp.
He's the king of the swamp.
And then it turns out he's just not, he can't be understood.
It's not that difficult to be king of the swamp.
According to Robert Pettit, you had to beat a bunch of birds.
According to Robert Pettit, they said the dog's front legs were in the alligator's mouth. And the dog was totally limp, so he had already been drowned. So you wanted to hear that fucking story?
I'm just glad that, to be honest, it sounds like it went peacefully instead of having its guts ripped out while it was still alive.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that's nice about alligators and the way they kill is that they just pull you down and they drown you a lot.
Don't be ism. It's a crocodile. Which I couldn't tell you what the fucking difference is.
Natalie got me really mad. We went and got Carmelita's breed done, right? Yeah. We went and got her, we DNA'd, we got her mouth swabbed.
What if her relative is a serial killer? And
I want the truth to come out.
Oh my God.
But it turns out I kept saying race. He's like, what's a race? And Natalie got really mad. She was like, I don't think it's race.
It's not race, you fucking idiot. What's its race?
I don't know.
Technically, its name is Carmelita, so you can also expound upon
that. She's from Bakersfield.
If you wanted to, I have a beagle chihuahua, and some people say, oh, chihuahuas, if you want to
infer
race.
You know what we found out she is? She's basically miniature Spitz.
Oh.
She's a puffin.
Oh.
But she got, she's like five dogs. She had a lot of dog cum. Make up that little doggy.
So after the attack, then apparently these crocodiles are also biting kids.
Hey. Kids so got to fucking watch their goddamn hands, man.
Jesus Christ, it was 12 foot long.
It's easy to avoid a crocodile.
A crocodile grabbed this chick's left ankle and dragged her into the water. She said,
telling you.
I didn't think I was getting out that second time. That was just really bad. So it happened twice.
You got to keep your head in a goddamn swivel. And Florida is not a friendly place.
It's
got leprosy. We got brain worms. Two people in southern Georgia recently died of this weird brain amoeba.
Dude, I do not want that brain shit.
Well, then also you got red tide.
That's also not good.
The ocean is literally trying.
My mom lives out there. She hasn't had a red tide in a while. Well, that's my mother.
She still had a period. That'd be weird.
Don't even talk about that. My mother.
She graduated. That's what I call menopause.
That's right.
That's woman school.
Yeah.
It seems like the ocean itself is trying to destroy the state.
It does seem like there's a fight
because
between the land and the water.
I don't think that there is not a correlation to the rise in these weird diseases and bacteria and climate change. I think that it's all coming together. And it's happening right there. Florida's being slowly absorbed by the ocean.
Hopefully it just takes like 100 years so I can get my feet in the sand for a little while.
I mean, hey, it'll be slow. And again, as you're doing, we're all going to, the lukewarm years of climate change are going to be nice.
Yeah.
It's just leading right up to the total devastation. But again, we're not having kids.
All right. Well, there you go.
Wink. And that's your optimism note.
There you really, really positive stuff there. Let's see. What else do we got today? We got this a manatee.
It is me, Remy Lucidi. I won. I knew I should not have let the put the butter in top of my shoes. It's a slipper. It's a slipper.
Oh, what's that? Oh, SAG-AFTRA? He's acting? Click.
To no one's benefit.
Also in Florida, we cover this on the roundtable episode for the stream. Thank you so much for supporting our Twitch stream,
y'all. It was so good.
And again, Henry, congrats on all the hard work. But we did cover this, so we won't get into it. But a manatee named Hugh did fuck his brother named Buffett to death.
I asked a lot of questions.
And it was almost a 15 centimeter rip in the colon. Apparently manatees keep it in the family.
Yeah, they do.
And I guess it's a thing.
We learned a lot about it. With the VOD of the stream is going to be going up in the next couple days.
Yes,
it'll be on
check
the Twitch.
That out. You can take a
look. But the it Hugh seems that buffet? Apparently manatees, they just get horny. And then when they get horny, they literally just fuck anything.
Yeah.
Which is just like, again, nice. But
no,
also,
not
like,
nice.
But not when it's your brother.
It was his brother who had a 15 centimeter rip in his colon.
Honestly, no one does that. No one shows any of those in those videos and X videos.
No,
can you imagine
manatees,
that? Yeah, your stepmom
gets illegal,
caught.
I think.
How brutal would that be? Stepmom gets caught in the laundry machine, and then some guy's rail on her. And next thing you know, rips open her fucking shit river inside of her, and then she's dead.
Shit river.
And then
how
she
polite.
Has a full septic shock syndrome. And
well,
then it
that
cuts
has
her.
Happened
and then, so
before in
maybe
porn.
There, maybe in X videos, maybe what they should do is like a post-cum section where then it's you sitting with that stepmom in hospice.
Well, I do think that that is a possibility.
There's a way to just even you out.
Yes, all right. Well, let's get to Hero of the Week.
We need a hero.
This week's hero is actually really dividing the internet.
I love that so many people submitted this as a hero, and it is very much on the line.
I do like that it seemed to trigger a lot of people. I don't give a flying fuck what you do. This man obviously really loves dogs. So this dude is in Japan. Also,
because he wanted to be inside of a dog, but not sexually.
Not sexually. No. And this takes place in Japan. So for everyone to be like, America's really looking at it. This is Japan. A lot of misconceptions out there. So this guy spent $14,000. This guy's name, I believe it was, what was it?
He goes only by Toko. He's a private citizen.
Right. Yeah, it's Toko, right? And so he spent $14,000 to look like a border collie.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't achieve his goal.
He did.
Because he did. Also, he's walking on all fours. He's putting the work in.
Oh, yeah.
He's rolling over. Here. He was on the leash. He was walking with that chick. She said, roll over. He rolled the fuck over.
Oh, yes. Have you seen the video?
Yes.
Here we go. We'll play a little bit of it. Oh, it is, you know, this not who you can say it's haunting. You watch him do it.
I don't know. It's
both playful, yet also just so deeply, utterly, maybe it's my own bias. It feels,
I'm not saying
sinister.
I want
it. It's just the way he's begging at this, he's begging at this window here.
It's not sinister. I'm not saying, again, I don't necessarily want to cozy up to the bar next to the guy. But it's fine.
He's waving a lot, which collies don't do, unfortunately. So you need to stop that, number one.
He's
not waving. Collies don't wave. But, dogs don't wave.
Yes, but sometimes you can teach them to wave like a little bear.
I know.
Also, the hero of the week was also going to be that human bear in the Chinese zoo, but we'll lump them all in together.
I like this guy better. I think this guy is way more, because that guy, he's some kind of agent for the government. This guy, Toko here, he's a private citizen.
Toko. And he had the dream of becoming an animal ever since he was a kid. And he likes to frolic on lawns and roll on the floor. And he likes to play fetch.
It's cute.
And thing that I would say is,
I like here, because he did say he was nervous and he was scared about venturing out in public. But he said, do you remember your dreams when you were little? You want to be a hero or a wizard? I found that to be unrealistic. I remember writing in my grade school graduation book that I wanted to be a dog and walk outside. And he made it real.
Indeed, he did make it real. And isn't that fantastic? So it's they say it's an unusual hobby. He did admit that he always had a vague dream of becoming an animal ever since he was a child. And he says, when I fulfilled that dream, this is how it turned out. Also, unlike many people who are commenting how they hate this man, he has a wife.
I don't hate this man.
Or at the very least, he's with a woman. It's kind
of
cute.
I find that if you hate this man, you're now, no, this like, is that's what a lot of energy.
This is what I will say, though. This is what I will say. This is why I do my show, Able Can Stop It. I always find the truth.
Yep.
He cannot shit in public.
No.
Because I'm not picking up that dog.
No, that's human my shit.
In this one aspect. You can take a piss. I don't care.
Absolutely.
I am just not picking. That's where the bit. Now, isn't that crazy?
Edge of the bit. Edge of the bit is you pick up your own shit, buddy, because it is going to be healthy. I don't know who knows what he's doing. Because he says here, according to Toko, I rarely tell my friends because I am afraid they will think I am weird. My friends and family seem very surprised to learn I became an animal. I don't want my hobbies to be known, especially by the people I work with. They think it's weird that I want to be a dog.
It's just anamorphic. It's not that bad.
No, it's also, not.
Again,
it's not. Again, we
he unzips out of it. It's not like he goes to work. He's not your lawyer.
We don't know.
No, he does unzip out of it.
Well, he has to, but I don't know if he's not your lawyer currently.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right.
If you're in Japan right now and you have a lawyer, it could be.
It could be
anybody that you can't reach on a weird Tuesday. It's like, let's say he's this one day where he's like, just so you know, I'm unreachable on Tuesday. I'm dog busy. And you're like, what?
Well, he's got to sniff the flowers.
He said, for the same reason why he doesn't show his real face. So no one really knows what he looks like. But this is why we've had so many messages over the years that have talked about how furries are, it's not essentially a sexual act. Right?
Yeah.
It's not sexual. It's about a lifestyle. It's about a living life carefree. It's like the people who are adult babies in many ways. Where I think
there's a lot of sexual undertones.
There can be. Not
me.
In this suit, though. This suit has no holes for fucking. So I don't think that this is one of those. This is too realistic for this to be sexual. This is a man who is just stressed. I think he's got a high-powered job. I think he works long hours. And I think that this is a thing that allows him to just go be a border collie for a couple hours. And you know what? I wish I had it.
Some CEOs, do you want to know what fucking Bezos does to relax?
He buys spaceships.
His balls are smashed like fucking pancakes. Whatever it takes to survive this wacky world. It's not like he's forcing other kids. He's not making pups.
No.
Want to invest in this, Zepit is the name of the company.
Cool.
And I'm going to say it took 40 days and 14 grand.
It looks really good.
He's one of the best, I guess this is furry lifestyle. He's one of the best furries I've ever seen.
It looks really good. So if you want to be haunting to people, that's the guy you hit up.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, because most furries, I feel like, and I could be speaking on a turn here, but they like the exaggerations.
Sometimes.
And big, like, kind of fun stuff.
I've seen
this
both.
Is just hyper-specific.
This is very hyper-photorealistic.
Again, can't take your penis out. You can't paint your penis out.
No.
You can't paint it red.
No. Absolutely not.
So there are rules.
That's where we draw the line here at Side Stories.
But if you want to roll over and play fetch, do whatever you want.
You have at it, Taco.
Get a belly rub.
Toco.
Get a goddamn belly rub.
Oh, please. Oh, that would be so nice.
Here, I'll give you one. Oh, so hot. So physically warm.
It is hot, isn't it?
It's like, Carmi's still got the big nipples.
I ate the spaghetti yesterday. I guess that's part of her race. It's part of her race.
No, it's part of
What's
her history.
What's the race of the dog? You're so stupid.
What do you mean?
It's just not
I
even.
I had a hard time. I didn't understand.
Let's just get to the emails.
What's
its race?
I gotta start doing that more often when you see a dog. What's its fucking race? What kind of genitals does it have?
It's just such a what? I don't. All right.
It's a dog, a man or a woman.
Yes, there we go.
Here we go. A little bit of a Mothman in the UK story.
Oh, sweet.
I'll just do one of these real quick. Just so you know, this week we're doing Creepypasta and then we're going to come back. We're going to do true crime and then we're taking a little August break. You'll see. You're going to like the way you hear.
Absolutely.
I was 9 years old. I was in the UK in a region called the Lake District. It's a very rural, beautiful part of the world, but it's notorious for being windy, wet, cold, and for its flooding.
Sort of totally negates what he just said, but he said it was very beautiful and just said what the temperature.
But for them, they like it.
They are funny.
They like swamps.
Yeah.
Now, I love to play outside, and had a designated bush I used to play in. Yes, a bush. It was hollowed out from constant wind, and I could hide in there and spy on my neighbors for hours. One day, I was playing and I looked over to see what I believed to be my neighbor, carrying two reflective black trash bags over each shoulder. I went back to what I was doing, but I felt a strange feeling as though I was being watched. I looked back over and saw it was not in fact my neighbor, but a large black-winged creature with glowing red eyes staring at me from the other side of the path. He was there about 8 feet tall, and he looked something like a crow with shiny, powdery-looking wings, just like a moth.
Cool.
I screamed around the side, thinking he was some kind of demon, and told my mother, who assumed I was just making stuff up. I know what I saw. I know what I saw!
Wow, it almost comes across different when in that accent.
It was right across from me. A few days later, the rain set in. It was all seasonably wet for that time of year. I knew something wasn't right. In the process of helping my neighbors, dead, get the sand bag.
Can you stick with this accent, do you think, throughout the whole thing?
To keep water for entering the house, I saw it again. This time, it was perched on my neighbor's rooftop. After placing the sandbag down, I went to look again, and he was gone. We experienced some of the worst flooding we've ever had that year, and it took me nearly 13 years to figure out what I had seen. I was discussing cryptids with a local
I love
ghost
this
tour guide.
Central Florida version of Sherlock Holmes.
In the city of Cambridge one night, and I asked if she knew if any crow men with glowing red eyes. She told me she didn't, but black, silvery winged creature with red eyes sure sound like the Mothman. To this day, I'm sure he's warning to me.
Is he Australian now? Is this Australian?
It's close.
Yeah.
Those are close sounds.
They
are
close. Yeah, they are close. Yeah.
To this day.
It's kind of up to a good actor to differentiate.
No, it's not die. That's die.
Die.
Die. You did this. To this day, I'm sure he was warning to me, my family. You don't blame me.
Well, there you go. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
This is great.
Wow.
We're getting better at radio.
Every day. Every day.
It's
I don't
not
even
a struggle.
Listen to the, what the comments say.
You can't. You can't.
No.
Because if you listen to what they say, all you do is think about fucking suicide.
Yeah.
Just all day long.
All right.
All fun. Having fun with it. I want you guys to come out to see Murder Fist.
Oh, this is going to be great. I should almost
We're
do
on
this.
To next promos.
What's the date?
It is September 23rd at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles.
Please come out to that. Murder Fist, the greatest sketch group of all time. 20th anniversary. I am just truly thrilled. I just want to watch the show.
I can't wait.
They're going to bring back some of the greatest sketches they've done.
I think so.
And I can't wait. So please come out to that. And Dynasty Typewriter, I bet you it's already sold out.
It's a great little venue. It's pretty close to sold, but we'd love to have you come out.
Yes.
So if you're in the area, we can't wait. Also, San Diego, October 20th.
Woo!
The entire world of Lost Podcast Network is going
beach
to be
blanket
there
bingo.
Doing our beach blanket bingo
there you go.
Show. So come and check it out. It's really going to be a good little show.
Yes. And then also, Last Podcast, we'll be doing a little filming as well.
Remember for the Pale Steed, you got to check it
don't
out.
Don't forget that.
You got to check it out. It's the very last show.
I've been
Mama
slowly
Here we go
starting to remember the jokes again.
I can't even
I'm
tell
slowly.
You.
I
can't even
one.
Tell you what the show
it's
is.
It's about Beverly Cleary's pussy. I thought about it yesterday. Remember
yeah,
that?
We were blowing the dust off. Yeah.
Yes. It's a little tidbit of the high class humor you're going to get.
Wow. What are we going to say for that? Live every day wondering what in the hell your tour was about. Because you never know when new things will come up, and then you'll sit and you'll remember an old joke and you'll laugh and you go like, ha ha, Henry back then was funny, wasn't he? Back in 2021.
No,
when we wrote the
no,
fucking
our
show.
Our last show was just eight. Well, yes.
When we wrote the fucking show, it's 2021. And I'm certain that I'll remember everything that
you
guy
will.
Said.
You
even
will.
Though that guy was actually a lot sadder than the current guy. Because now I'm happy.
Well, that doesn't change the content
that
of the jokes.
Know. I don't know. Because you got to live, you gotta, and then you laugh at it, and then you love the fact that you're just like, holy fucking shit, I'm just the moron. I'm just some kind of idiot. I'm an idiot. This whole thing, I'm not good at life.
Let's just wrap it up. All right, everyone.
I'm
thank you for listening.
Here.
Definitely spiraling.
Know.
Wow, definitely spiraling.
Wow.
Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Look at this legend, everybody.
See you fuckers real
thanks for supporting
soon.
Everything we do. We so try to support you,
hail
too.
Me. I'll support your mother's breasts.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.